Welcome to Shom Achshav on Adav, Shir Spanzo, Lui Nishma, Asam, Biak, Vashom, Leah, Pasit, Zchok. We're holding an Avodah Zarah Daf Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the two first Umos that come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Laos and Lavoi, is Roimi and Paros, Rome and Persia. And the Gemara asks, why specifically Rome and Persia? Because they're considered to be the most Chashav Umos, they're the most important nations. And the reason is because Nimshech Malchusom Ad Pias HaMashiach. Until Mashiach comes, you'll have in the world Rome and Persia. So Roimi and Paros are the two Umos that stay until the time the Mashiach will come. And we're learning this daf when there is a time of war and unrest between what represents Roimi, which is America, and wherever today is Paros, which is Iran. So it's very fitting to learn this Gemara these days. Let's review again what we spoke about in the past. We spoke also in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos regarding who is Paros and who is the Roimin Paros that we're discussing over here. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Amud Aleph brings a machlokes that who in the end of the world before Mashiach comes, there will be a malchus, there will be a kingdom that will control the world. Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi said that Tida Roimi Shetipo Biat Paros, Rome will fall by Persia. But then Omar Rav, Atida Paras, Shetipo Biadroimi. Persia will fall by Rome. Meaning these two nations will stay till Asid Lavoi, and one of them will conquer the other. So the Maral Netzach Yisroel Perek Chof Aleph says, he explains a little bit what's the idea that Rome and Paras go till the time of Mashiach has to do with the concept that he speaks over there, that the Arba Machios, each one belongs to one side. There's two sides that belong to the continuation, and that is where Paras and Rome belong, and that's where they come until Mashiach comes. Very Mamukim, they need more Hezber. But once we know that Rome and Paras are the ones that are going to be going until the time of Mashiach, so now, says the Maharal, it has to be that both of them will come until the time of Mashiach, as our Gemara tells us. But it must be that in the end of the day, there will be only one of them. Because in Shnei Melochim, Mishamshim, Mekesar Echad, there can't be two kingdoms together. So one of them has to be the one who will be the ultimate one. And that's the Machlokes. Which one will it be? Will it be Roim, will it be Paros? Now, in addition, the Ramban, in Bamidbar Perek Chavdal Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it's a Ramban that was censored. The Maharal comes to explain who the Arba Malchus. And he says, you know, they have an Ezra said that one of the Arba Malchus is Malchus Yishmael, the Ishmaelim, the Arabs. They are one of the Malchus. Says the Ramban, they have an Ezra made a mistake. Because Nafal Pachdom Olov, he got scared of the Ishmaelim. So the Ramban goes on to say Yishmael is now one of the Arba Malchus. Go to the dream of Daniel, you'll see that's not one of the Arba Malchus. But the Maharal, there in Etzach Yisroel, Perek Chof Aleph, and over here in Chidushi HaGodus, he says that Yishmael is part of Paras. Paras and Yishmael nechshavim lemalchus echos. Why? Kasher negoseyem umaaseyem shavim. They act the same way. So they're considered to be the same malchus, the same kingdom, they're together. And that fits with things that we know. We know that the main umos in the world are Esav and Yishmael. And so the Vilna Gaon speaks about it in many places. We mentioned here in the source sheet, we're reading two places, Ades Leyo and Divri Hayomim, Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, and the Vilna Gaon, Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, where he says, you should know there's Shivi Mumois, there's 70 nations, but there's actually 72. There's 70 nations in general, that's the smaller nations. The two main nations are Esav and Yishmael. So these are the two that are added to the 70, together there's 72. And a different place brought down, Eile Berechev Ve'eile Besusim. So Eile is Gematria's numeric value of 35 plus 1, 36. Eile and Ve'eile. So as the Vilna Gaon says, or it's brought down here with the Vilna Gaon, that's one part is Esav, that's his 35 with him on top, and the other part is Yishmael, his 35 nations with him on top. That's how you divide the Shivim Umos. And according to the Maharal, that Paras and Yishmael consider to be one. So the war between Paras and Roimi is the war between Esav and Yishmael. The ultimate war that was going to come and bring, will come until the end, until Mashiach comes, and at the end, when that war ends, Mashiach will be revealed. Those are these two nations that our Gemara mentions, that they continue until Mashiach comes. And what we're seeing in the world, what we're seeing the milchama, the war, the fighting between these two nations, that gives us the hope and the opportunity that, oh, Mashiach is probably at the door, because when they fight and one of them wins, that right after them, Mashiach will come. Peis Hashem, here be Aminu. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.